Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Erica.
And I'm Valentina.
And we happen to be married.
Yeah, we have been married for 4 years, going on five.
That's true.
And we've been together for 7 years.
Yes, blissfully. Yes. Well, we first met in New York, in New York City, on Tinder, where everybody meets in this modern age.
And we met for the first time on Tom's Restaurant. That is the place that they show like outside on Seinfeld. We went there.
Yes, so it was a pretty bad coffee shop, but we had a lovely time.
Yeah, we stayed there for 6 hours.
And they hated
us. Talking, they hated us. And the food was bad. I remember that the food was bad. Yeah.
Yes. And for someone who is new to New York, I burst your bubble that something like Seinfeld wasn't actually filmed there or in New York City at all. And all those great New York shows are actually filmed in Los Angeles.
That was very, upsetting. Ooh, there's a lot of things.
Yes, well, we do like cooking together and experimenting and being in the kitchen. So I think anything that we do a lot of experimenting and trying different things. We're not bound by recipes.
Oh, no.
So I think usually anything that we come up with together that we're both like, that was good.
Yeah. So, and it's like, we also have like a lot of like little rituals regarding food. Like I think that like I'm Colombian and like we consider like cold coffee a blasphemy. It's like, what the fuck are you doing putting like ice in the coffee? And like Americans are like, they just love like cold coffee, and like Erica loves cold coffee, I like hot coffee. And at the beginning of like our marriage, I realized that like we were both trying to like to accommodate to the other. So it was like Erica started to drinking hot coffee because I like it, and then I started to drink it cold coffee because she liked it. And then I don't know how it happened. And it was like, it was so cool when I realized that. I realized that we were both like, Erica would make me in the morning hot coffee and I would be in charge of making her the cold coffee. And like, yeah, I think that that is like one of the best things.
Yes, and now we fell into a beautiful seasonal coffee drinking where we both drink hot coffee together in the winter and then we drink cold coffee together in the summer, which is so cool how we melded that together.
That's true.
Well, we were reminiscing today at lunch. We had gone to Peru on our honeymoon and we took a cooking class one day where we got to go with a really awesome chef to a market and look at all of the native ingredients. And they taught us how to make quinoto, which then happened to be on the menu today at the menu of the restaurant here at the garden.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Like it's like quinoa and I don't know, like some sauce. Like so it feels like a risotto, but it's like quinoa.
Yes, and it was creamy and nice.
Oh, and we also had chicha morada. Like pretty much everything from Peru like was a novelty for the both of us.
Yes, we didn't expect it to be such a culinary focused trip, but that really was probably the best food either of us have ever eaten was the food we ate in Peru.
But also it's like, I used to not be an adventurous eater and Erica used to be a chef. So she like, I used to not be open to the idea of sushi. Something that is raw is like, no, like, you know, I'm not going to. And like, I don't know how like you convince, no, you didn't convince me. I don't know how like it like, but I feel that I'm more adventurous ever since I'm with you.
You're a lot braver than I think you give yourself credit for. So I think you are open to the possibility. And you turned out to like a lot of things that you didn't even think you would like sushi or a medium cooked steak.
Oh, yeah.
Well, outside, it's definitely going to be something that we're eating al fresco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or with some fresh herbs. We live in the city, but we have our little herbs that we grow in the apartment that we grew very attached to. So now we can't actually eat them and we admire them.
Like, but they seem like this.
She's part of the family. But we do have a lot of friends and family who live in places where they grow herbs. And we do enjoy when we go over to, especially my sister's in-laws. They have an abundance of mint.
Yeah.
And we love going over there and getting some extra mint and throwing it into, well, sometimes we make a drink. Yeah. Sometimes we throw it into a salad. Yeah, fresh herbs are something we enjoy. Yeah, and cilantro. We're very into cilantro.
Yeah. I was thinking that, like, one of the first things of, like, in our relationship was that, like, I gave you my tomatito plant.
Oh, yes, the gift that you got, and then you were going back home for a little while, and I held on to the tomato plant, and it grew a little tiny tomato, and she was very cute.
Yeah.
On the windowsill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good memory.
Yeah.
Tomatito.